Baruch Hashem, we're continuing with class 26. In the class 26, he starts out with explaining that the one who understands what money really is, that money is coming from Hashem, he's more confident with the money that he doesn't have by himself yet, it's in Hashem's hands, than money that he has in his own pocket. Very, very, very instructive way of thinking. And here you see clearly that the one who has B'tachon Hashem, because he realizes there's two types of money. The money that's not for him, money that he needs for other people, money that's not even for him. So when Hashem gives him money already, he doesn't know where this money really belongs. He does a tzedek, he does a proper accounting. And that's why, because he is sure that Hashem will give him the money when he needs it, for him it's more safer for him to have the money by the Hashem's hands. And when he needs it, he has it, so he has clearly what he wants. Again, another place in Shai B'tachon, we see clearly that B'tachon means that a person is sure that he's going to get it. And moving on to the next part, he says that since some people like to have a lot of money because they're going to get covered from other people. Why are they getting covered from other people? Because other people make a mistake to think that by flattering them and by giving them covered, they're going to get more money from them. Obviously, Shai B'tachon is a foolish, foolish thing because a person can't get anything more than Hashem wants to give him. You can flatter a person for tomorrow, you can be your boss, whatever it is. You're not going to make any more money than Hashem wants to give you. And the one you're supposed to be directing your cover to is only to the Eibishter. So it doesn't leave like that. He says, because, so the guy who has the money, he makes the mistake to think that people mechabed him, and that's why he likes to have a lot of money. But he says there's another side to the whole story. That's why the whole story is the one who is flattering him, the one who thinks that he is getting more money, because he's flattering the rich person with the money, Hashem sees the foolishness, and because they think it's the person, the truth is, it's not the person, it's Hashem giving them. So he says, because the people are making the mistake and giving cover to the wrong person, Hashem adds to their foolishness, and they suddenly have to have a lot of sibah. Suddenly, they find themselves in a vicious cycle of having to do more and more, which automatically causes them to have less focus on what's more important, which is being closer to Hashem, doing what Hashem wants, and making sure Hashem wants to give them the money. And so they're reducing the obligations they have to Hashem at the expense of the sibbis, and they find themselves working harder than they should all the time. So what do we learn over the practical? Well, as we're reviewing, we're taking down a practical level. B'tachon just the abilities of B'tachon is not only to know how to obtain the B'tachon. Have B'tachon Hashem and realize that by trusting Hashem to give us what we need, Hashem will do it. That B'tachon itself will be helpful, will make the issue happen. But it's also, we have to be careful not to do those things that actually hurt our B'tachon. If a person is working inside B'tachon and then he goes and flatters somebody with money and he thinks that by doing that, he's giving him covered because he wants to have more money from him for the covered, so that success can cause that he has to do more and more, more status, more sivus. So how do you fix it? That's how you learn. You have to make a short stop. If a person sees himself that suddenly, for whatever reason, he's doing more and more sibus, and the expense is that he can't serve the Eibishter properly like he wants to. So he loses out on both ends. He's working hard on this end. He's losing out on the other end. So what do you do? So you have to take a stop and realize there's something amiss over here. We have to think, are we understanding what money is? Are we understanding that money is all coming straight from the Eibishter, and the might we have to do sibus, and make sure that we're not thinking that it's our status or it's our ability to convince somebody to give us money, because that person has zero ability to make a decision how much money you should get and how much money you're going to have. That's exactly how much money Hashem will give it to you. And if Chas V'Shalom, you are going to do flattery, that has an opposite effect. That affects a person to do more status and causes him to fall off the way. And this is as how we see in every page that we learn in Shai B'tachon, we can take a very practical understanding side when you're having money, how to understand that the money is going to be guaranteed to the point where it's more safe to have the money in Hashem's hands because He'll give it to you when you need it. And the other side, not to think that people are giving you the money. It's the Eibishter giving you the money. And when you give kavod, you give kavod to the Eibishter. How you give kavod to the Eibishter? By increasing davening, increasing learning, and Yerushalayim, Avos Hashem, Midas Hashem, and less flattery to the people of Hakel. And that causes us to have less sibus and have it easier in our obtaining what we need to live. The Eibishter should help everybody, should obtain everything easy and properly with a lot of betachon in Hashem.